Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page Simon 289, Simon Reish Laman Aleph, which is a very interesting and very, very chush of Simon over here. Simon Reish Laman Aleph, Kol Kamar Asel Yehil Hashem Shemaim. It is back in the middle of the end of Hilchos, of other brachos, Shar brachos, and the beginning of the Hilchos of Mincha Mariv. It really is its own section in reality. We're just not going to call it a different section because it's only one page, it's only one simon over here. But it's not really brachos and it's not mincha mariv, but it's put over here because this is something that is an overall simon that applies to someone's whole day. It applies to his whole day, and here we go to understand the simon. We have to go through it very well. It says over here, E.F. Shar lo lilmod lo shnat sarai nisham. If someone cannot learn without taking a nap in the afternoon, then he should take a nap, he should sleep. When he wakes up from an afternoon nap, he does not make the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Those who do say, though, you should say the psukim of Yovei Noam, they're the psukim to save you from a zika when you go to sleep at night. Some say, even if you take a nap, you should also say it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings out, according to Levush, the Kotel Gimel, the Kotel Levush, Ein Noagim came, the minhag is not to say, we don't say Amapil, we don't say Kriyat Shema Almita, we don't say Yovei Noam when you take an afternoon nap. Now, going back now to taking this nap, says the Mechaber, uvilvad shelo yarich ba, as long as you don't take too long of a nap, she'asli shom b'yom, yoter mishnas esus, she'shis and ishmin, okay, that person should not sleep during the day more than 60 breasts of a horse. Okay, we say that's up to, at most, it's a half hour, okay? And then one should not sleep more than this, but usually in the post, this is a much smaller shear than even that, okay? But at the end of the day, even though it sounds like a very, even if you want to take a nap, you should not take a long nap at all. Nevertheless, look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Dal. His Ayin Lel B'Simen Dal, Sifkat Sif Tadzayin, Mashik Katavnu Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Machz HaShekel. Over there, in Simen Dal, it brings down that a person's Kavanah is L'Shem Shemayim. His Kavanah is that he can be Drakez on his learning, or that he cannot go on his day, he's not feeling well, whatever it might be, and he takes a longer nap, or he didn't sleep the night before, whatever it might be, he needs to take a nap, he can take a longer nap as long as his Kavanah is L'Shem Shemayim. If they're all equal, he should not really be taking a nap during the afternoon, if one does not need one, but one needs one, like many, even many great poskim take naps during the afternoon, they can all, that is also going to be fine once again, as long as your kavanah is the Sheikh Shemayim, which is going to be the hemshich over here about everything in this siman. The apazamat, even if you take a short nap, lo te kavanah sola anas gufo, your kavanah should not be that I want to get shmack a nap just because I can appreciate, so I can get enough from this nap. I am going to sleep in order to strengthen my body that I could serve Hashem. Any type of anah of this world, one should not have kavanah for his own pleasure. You don't do things for your own pleasure. Rather, it is for your avodas Hashem. In all your ways, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you do, not only when you're Osek LeTorah, or doing a Maisa Mitzvah, everything that we should do is all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All it is, as our Kavanah is supposed to be, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amru Chachamim, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim, all your Maisim should be L'Shem Shemayim. It talks about Hilo Baruch Shem Yilu V'Vein, everything he used to do, he used to praise Hashem with, okay, everything he would go through the day, whether he was going to the base of Mircha, to the Kavanah, that it's L'Shem Shemayim, he's going to L'Shem Mitzvah, v'chulei, because that was for his B'ris Aguf. Whatever it might be, you're going to exercise, whatever it might be you're going to do, you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, obviously going to work, v'chulei, sha'afilu dvarim shel reshus. Even things are done, it's just not a ma'isa mitzvah, it's shom not a ma'isa vera, it's varim shel reshus kegon. Ha'achila ve'ashtia ve'alicha, eating, drinking, walking, ve'yeshiva, sitting, ve'akima, and getting up. Ve'atashviz, marital relations, ve'asicha, just talking to your friend. V'chol tzarchei gufcha, anything your body needs, even necessary things your body needs, yukulam la'avodas borecha, all of it should be pointed in the direction of serving a Kaddish Baruch. All the davar agorim of onaso, or things that cause you to be able to serve the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shafilu yat sami v'rayif. Even if someone is very thirsty or he's hungry. Im achol v'shasa la'anaso ena meshumach. If he now goes and he has a meal, he's really hungry, he has to eat. Okay, if he has a kavanah, he doesn't eat. He needs to eat, he has to drink. But when he goes to eat, his whole kavanah is that I want things that are just going to be for my own hana. He doesn't have a kavanah, he doesn't have a mindset. It's in order to get nutrition in his body. in order to serve to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would be wrong. Ella, rather, what you do, yiskavin sheyochal v'yishta kefi chiyusa la'avodas baro. Rather, his kavanah should be to eat and drink in order that he should be satiated, in order that he could go to have and serve Hashem. That means he's not going to be overeating, okay? He's not going to be stuffing his face. No, that's not kavanah l'shem, avodah Hashem. You're eating in order to give yourself nutrition in order to go ahead and serve Hashem. V'chei, afilu l'shem b'sod yisharim v'lamon mokom tzaddik. Even if you're doing things that seemingly like are high-level things, okay? You want to be amongst yisharim, straight people, and be hang out with the tzaddikim, v'lecha lelech ba'atzas tmimim, and go with the advice of the people who are tamim. So ima solah nasatzu, he does it in order for his own pleasure, lahashlim chatzot avaso, in order for his own taivas. Okay, he gets taivas, he gets the pleasure from these things. Einu meshubach, that is still not praiseworthy. Elin kein asal l'shein shemayim, he's doing l'shein shemayim, that he should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. And be a more your shemayim, that is gavaldik. V'chein b'shchiva, he when he goes to sleep at night. We're not even talking about a time where you could be learning, but instead you go to sleep. Obviously, in order for your own oneg, that would be a bad thing. Even a time where he's exhausted, he's tired, and he has to go to sleep in order to rest from his tiredness. If he now has kavanah, I'm doing it in order that I should just get hana. That's not good. Rather, he should have kavanah that puts give sleep to his eyes and his body to rest in order for his health. So his mind doesn't go crazy when he's learning Torah. He can be able to think straight. He can have a good svara. When he's learning. And also when one is with his wife, even in the time where the Torah tells you that it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. So if his whole kavanah is to be mashlim his own taivas, or for his own hanav, his body, over here he's lashon the miguna, so over here it's even worse. Not only not mishubach, but it's disgusting. Okay, it is not appropriate. We're not going to get into this now, but Zatashim, you guys have chassan classes. We can talk about it. It doesn't mean that one does not get pleasure from these things, but it means that is his whole kavana, harayz zemekuna, vafilu iniskav. Even if his kavana is kadesh yilo banim shisham shuoto, v'yumalu makomo enu meshuach. Even if his kavana is, in order doing this, in order to have children, in order that they'll be meshamish me, okay? In order to have someone to go to the grocery store for me, to go to the makolet, v'chule v'chule, okay? V'yumalu makomo, in order that someone will take on, will take my position at work, he'll be the next in line for the Rosh Hashiva, whatever it might be, he's gonna be malu the makom of the father. Enu meshubach. That is still not praiseworthy. I'm having children in order that they should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the best way. Oh, she's kaim lekayim mitzvah ono, or I'm having kavanah that I'm mekayim my mitzvah of ono merit Torah. That merit relations is also a mitzvah if it's done in the right way. Okay, like a person who is paying back his chovot, he has to pay him, he has to do what he has to do. V'chein b'sicha, it also applies when you're talking. If you're talking about divrei chachmas, sharach shi'ah kavanah solah avodas baro, you have to kavanah is that your kavanah is l'shem shemayim for a kadosh baruch. All the davra maybe avodas or something's going to bring you to avodas Hashem. Klolo shadavar. If we haven't picked this up yet, the mechaber summarizes what our chiyav is. And this is we'll pause over here before reading less the mechaber. Look inside Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal's words over here. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal, kol ma'asech. He says, Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Kara ya chosid shebi Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Kara, the Mechaber, was a chosid shebi Yisrael. The Kotav v'Shulchan Aruch, Dvarim shemi midas chasidus shemekorim yazor. And there are certain things in Shulchan Aruch that are midas chasidus, they're not nikkur d'dina, they're midas chasidus because the Mekor is from the Zohar. Like many times, Maran Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal holds, if the Mekor is from the Zohar, then it is not an absolute chiyuv. Okay, less certain things have been cool on Klaiso, but a lot of things are Nevitzel will be more Mako when it's Makar is only from the Zohar and not from Shas and the Posk. Okay? And therefore, the Yom Rav Sakara included these certain things like this in the Shulchan Aruch, you should know. Okay? And he said like this, like much of Dinam Netilas Yadayim, it comes from the Zohar, not from the Gemara. Aval simin zehu midina. But this simin, don't think this is for the tzaddikim, this is midas chasidas. This is for every living Jew, says Morina Rabbi Rav Nevinson. Aval simin zehu midina. A person has a chiv to try and fulfill on the whole simon. It doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean they'll be able to become tzaddikim in the next day. But yet is to be our outlook in life that whatever we're doing, whether eating, sleeping, talking, chul and chul, all it is l'shem shemayim, in order that it could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu better. The Raman in his Malacha Sefer called the Yanach HaZaka brings this down. Just like you have Hilchos Shabbos, you have Hachos. Do everything L'Shem Shemayim. Someone who goes and goes to all you can eat papagayas in order to fill his tummy in order just for that reason and no other reason whatsoever, and that's why he does it. Because he loves himself, over al mitzvahs asay shel v'ahavta the Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. He is over the mitzvahs asay that you're supposed to love Hashem b'chol levavcha. Ze pashti the krah. It just pashu psayim in the pesukim she'aser tiyana avos acheros. You're not allowed to have other loves in the world chutz mi'avos Hashem, except for things that are avos Hashem. You're not allowed to have any other loves in the Torah. Then obviously, oh, what about a lot of other avos that we talk about? So avos Torah, avos Yisrael, avos Eretz Yisrael, which is a lot. We talked about this past Shabbos in Chevron. Heim chelik me'avodas Hashem. That's part of avodas Hashem. We're not separate them. And even loving your kids and loving your wife, Rav Nevinson writes in this sichot also, it's part of avodas Hashem. It's all part. If it's not, there's a love that is not part and parcel of avodas Hashem, then you're over the mitzvahs asay. So if you love food because you love food in order just to get your own mind, so you're over this din over here. I'm Berlachim Siminal Sival Dirasu. Klal goes to the Shvesh Mitzvahs Tzvidios. Therefore, over here is something that everyone is supposed to strive for. Most people are not at this level. Kimat no one is at this level, but it's something we're supposed to strive. We have a chiyuv to strive in order to mekayim these dimin and social chonach. And therefore, we'll end over here the mechad. Klalo Shodover. Chayiv Odom Lasum Einav Libo Al Drachav. A person is a chiyuv to place his eyes and his heart on his ways. He has to think about all of the actions. Vilishkol kol naisav, and to weigh all of his action b'mozne sichlo in the scale of his mind. Are you going to think? They do this and I do that. I do this like this and I do like that like that. Uksherah davar shi'avol l'day avodas bari yisbarach yaseo. If it's something that's not in our daily schedule that we would bring us to more avodas Hashem, then we should put it in our daily schedule. We should add it. The love and the something in our schedule that is not full under the siman in Shulchan Aruch, lo yaseu. Get it out. Take it out. Erase it from your phone. Get it away. Lo yaseya. Don't do it. Chimish no I kain. Someone who does like this and thinks about things that he can add, they're going to add more of it to Hashem. Things aren't taken away. Take away from them. Take away from them. Chimish no I kain. Ovid et poro tamid. This is someone who is constantly worshiping and serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Easier said than done, for sure. Chiyuv. Moreno Ravino Nevazal, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramam say yes, this is a chiyuv on all of us to do. Okay, I call Shekhar Vazal, you l'shem Shemai. One last thing over here. And that is this Beralacha. Everyone has to know this Beralacha just in order to da mashi yeshiv, in order to answer back to many people, okay, unfortunately. Even amongst what so-and-so from Jews, even some rabbis out there, and that is the Indian over here. Why he brings it up over here, it's a good question, but it's brought it out tonight. That is, what about people who are learning full-time? Learning full-time and take money in order to learn full-time. Good thing or bad thing? That's the topic of Bir Alocha, Dir Rasul B'chol D'Rachadeh. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but it says over here, says the Bir Alocha, Kotov v'tshuvas dvar shmuel simen kuv lamechet she'il. I have a follow-up question. Ezi derech yisharo she'over l'lodom. What is the straight path that a person should have? Im lasok b'torah l'harbas gvulo b'talmidim kol yimei shivu avlihanas mi'achirim. Is it better for someone to be osik in b'torah and to be hamamar b'talmidim the whole week long, even though he's going to be mehena mi'acherim, even though he's going to have to get parnasa from other people. Oh, le'enos mi'agia kapov umalacha ni'agia kol yom yeshavua v'lasok b'tor levad kol yom ha'shabbos. Or is it better for him to have a good parnasa, malacha nekia, I'll be honest in business all week long, and then his ikra limun will be on Shabbos. I don't think he doesn't learn it all during the week. Because everyone has a chiyuv to be koveya itim l'torah every day, but his ikra limud will be on Shabbos. Okay, I'll add Sunday also in America. You have a day off. There's no reason why a person who's wicked all week doesn't have his ikra limud also on Sunday. So what would be this? And then you're going to be about to take him after the brackets now, the ikra chuva to his sheil. Hello, Rasa, Ino, Bidoch, Masha, Kato, Vittoria, Dea, Simon, Reishman, Reishman, Vav. Probably everyone who grew up in a modern community has heard the famous Rambam, that the Rambam writes, Nachstam Torah, that it is us. What he's describing over here, to get anah from other people, someone to learn Torah, get anah, and be supported by other people, is not only bad, it's not only not a good thing, but it's a terrible thing. It's Mechal Shem Shemayim, seems the Rambam says. Okay, and this Rambam, okay, is very meforsim. It is quoted all the time. Okay, it is quoted all the time. Achan, okay, but he says over here. B'shem Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo Kulam Herich Lamed Yaso Mari Korah B'Sefer Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Talmud Torah Per Gimel. Okay, Achanir Alin Yas Dait. This is what they all say. Shafilu Aramam Zal Yaskim Venidon Yadal Hatter. Even the Rambam. Forget about all the chokim on that Rambam that don't hold that Rambam Bichlal. But even the Rambam, who is the source of those who quote that it's a Kolos Deplei Asar, says the Berlocha Shafilu Aramam Zal Yaskim Venidon Yadal Hatter. The Rambam was talking about this over here, and there's only one teretz to the Rambam. Because, by the way, there's a stira in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Shemitah's Shemitah, over there he brings down that Shimon Levi used to learn, and others used to sit and learn, and people used to support them. It sounds like over there the Rambam says it's a great thing. Okay, so everyone points out there's a steer in the Rambam. One place says it's a chal shem shemaim, other place says it's a good thing. So he says over here, "Dein dani esher mishiyesh, v'kevin shikvit zorach hashav ha'makum yesher l'zayish ha'vechavitz b'chayim, l'iskayim b'lilamudu b'yad b'yado, l'zaka spohat zarao ki'im b'sibuk trachav al yedei achirim." Since this person is not able to continue his learning and being hashpah and klal Yisrael without getting supported by other people, that he's no worse than a dayan or the chachamim who used to mekabel schar from the Chumas Alishka. These can be paid from the tzibur. Okay, we don't say, oh, no, be a dayan. No, that's his parnas. That's how a dayan has to get wages also. So Gerasim Biksuz Berksheni Dayan Xeris, Varamza Ramzal Pasake Milk Shkolim, and the Raman brings out the Dayanim also get paid. Magia Svarim Shimishlim Dayanim Shadanim Gazanim Notlin Scharim. We're mosif to them in order that they'll have enough parnasa. Lahem unashem unayem unayseisa. Them and their wives and their children and their b'nei beis. Ve'ech yalel dash yorakon za razal shiotin lodom nachos besichlo zechesun uchach makol yomav. As you grumble the common desakim v'chalos, talmud v'dei masli no tomi balim ne yoson ena meis chav. He says it's a dover portion over here that it is heter gomor for someone who can. If someone can support himself otherwise, like in the time of the Moraim where they used to work a couple hours a day, and they could learn for many, many other hours a day, that's when they said the Rambam is talking about it, and then he should not be get any enough from other people's, or other people suggest the Rambam's talking about only the case where he forces himself on the tzibur. Okay, he makes himself such an ani until the tzibur has to support him. But if the tzibur wants to support him, someone decides he wants to open up a kollel, and he's going to pay the avrecha minimal, a little bit so they could get by, so then that's kaval to get him according to the Rambam. There are many tirutzim to the Rambam where it says why it is going to be mut. So much so, if you look at Iman, all the Gedolia Poskim, I think there's no one who disagrees that nowadays, where it is Esher being an Acher, no one could be in the workforce working 12-hour days and become Talmid HaChamim. We won't have any Talmid HaChamim. We won't have any Poskim. We won't have any Rabbanim. Okay? Obviously, they could get Parnassah from the Tzibor, and Ramosha Feinstein writes in the Igros Moshe So much so that someone who wants to be machmir for this Rambam, he says, oh, I don't want to be chalshen shemayim for hesya, and therefore I don't want to learn, even though he has the ability to learn and have effect on Klal Yisrael. He says, otzos yetzer hara zeh. That's the eighth of the yetzer hara. To think such a thing, it would be a terrible thing, says Rav Moshe, and that is clearly the minhag ha'olam. Why? We do have kolim if someone is able to do it, and someone is able to get parnasa in a way that he can support his family, that we see it's a gewaldige thing, helping Klal Yisrael. Once again, the point of the siman is, everything that we do in life, we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and think, Shekol Kamarasol L'Shem Shemayim, Bezrat Hashem. Something the Mishnah Berurah even brings down over here, that there is even a tefillah before going to eat every day. If I'm not mistaken, it's somewhere over here in the Mishnah Berurah that he says over here, look inside, say, Karin, hey, V'ar'is in l'an shem ha'is. Can you go there before you go down to breakfast? You can say this for the first time in your life. I saw an shem ha'is, Shekodem achilu ayom. Before they would eat, they would say, Hineni rotzelech ov lishtot k'dei she'ayeh bari v'chazak l'avodos Hashem yizbarach. The Dover Pashim, they say there, some people would just formulate this before they would see, I'm now eating and drinking in order to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If one goes with this mindset, even doesn't say, just has this mindset for eating before whatever he does, that would change everything. That would change everything. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be Zocha Adkan for today.